Well, good morning. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us to gather for worship, and we're so glad that that you have chosen to do so. And to all our fathers, happy Father's Day to you. And all you that joined us, we're so glad you're here with us this morning. And all you dads who are watching us online, we extend to you a hearty happy Father's Day to you. Well, we certainly are, as men of the Lord, blessed to be a father, and just rejoice in him this morning. Well, as you know, it's Father's Day. You knew that, right? Are you sure you knew that? Yeah. Well, hopefully you know today's Father's Day, and so we're going to take some time today to in regard to honoring our fathers, and so we're going to spend some time doing that. But Father's Day is kind of a unique holiday, if you want to call it a holiday, because not only do we have a physical, earthly father in whom we are required to honor according to Scripture, we are also blessed to have a heavenly Father that is beyond describing. We often use the word awesome, amazing, and the list would go on and on. And so today, not only do we take the time, I believe, to honor our earthly fathers, but I believe we should take the moment to honor our heavenly Father as well, and all that He has done for us and given to us. And so we'll see that unfold this morning. But what a privilege it is to honor our fathers and our Heavenly Father. In fact, I believe we should honor and respect our fathers, because most dads are some pretty good guys. Guys, this was your opportunity. They're awful. They're usually pretty humble too, right? Yeah. Nonetheless, there's some great dads. And there's some great dads among us. And many of us has had great dads. And so there's some really good guys that we deeply appreciate. And so they deserve to be honored and respected. I don't know about you, but it concerns me that the culture in which we're living, don't want to take anything away from moms, because moms deserve to be honored, right? We determined that a month or so ago, that moms need to be honored. But there's this thing in our culture today that, if you're watching commercials or you're watching TV shows that portray dad as somebody who doesn't have a clue about who he is or what he's supposed to be doing. And I don't know about you, but that disturbs me. Every time I see one of those commercials or hear some of those things, and it just bothers me, because I want you to know that dads are vital in the life of their children. And dads, I want you to know today, no matter what Hollywood says, no matter what the commercial says, no matter what the world is saying, you are important. Ladies, you should have said amen there. Dads are important. And I want you all to know that you are an important part, not only for your family and for your children, but even in our church. And we'll talk about that a little bit here in just a few moments, but Dad, you're important. The truth is, this morning, it is nearly impossible to completely understand the influence a father has on his children and his community. Dads are very important people in our lives. If you were blessed to have a good dad, praise the Lord. Unfortunately, in that scenario, not everybody does. I was blessed to have a great father, a great role model, somebody I could look up to as I was growing up, who set the standard, taught me what it meant to be a man, a father, a good dad. And I'm thankful for that. I hope you had that opportunity too. Yet as much as I appreciate my earthly father, I also have a heavenly father who was absolutely amazing. full of grace and mercy, yet very just, and requires me to be a good dad. And so our fathers today need and deserve to be honored and respected. And so does our Heavenly Father. We'll understand today through Scripture that we are commanded to honor our father. I know many people have impacted our lives, and I could share a list of name after name after name of men who have genuinely impacted my life. And we should respect them, and I respect those individuals. However, they're not dad. There's just something about dad. I'm extremely thankful for the men who have stepped up where a father's absent from the life of children. And I believe they should be respected as well. But it's very difficult to genuinely replace a dad, a father, in the life of a child. A father is a child's greatest influencer. I won't take anything away from mom. Mom has a very particular job, and mom's doing an awesome job in raising children. But there's something about the influence of a father on the life of his children that is so vitally important. And if he's that man, living godly before God and his children, he deserves to be honored. Do you agree with me this morning? I hope that we do. In fact, if you're a father this morning, would you stand for a moment? Come on, Dad. Stand up a minute. Let's look around for a moment. Church, we're blessed. These are some good men. Good men of God. Let's let them know how much we appreciate them. Can we do that? Let's do that. Yes. Thank you, men. We appreciate you. I want you to be recognized for the men that you are, but yet challenge you and remind you of the influence and the responsibility we have as fathers. But to you, happy Father's Day. But the Scripture shares some very important things with us in regard to fathers, and so I'd like for us to take our Bibles, and we're going to return to Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 4. We share it in this particular passage for Mother's Day, but it says some very important things to us about fathers as well. And so Ephesians chapter 6, we're going to look at verses 1 through 4. Appreciate if you'd stand for the reading of the Word. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. It shares with us, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Join us in a word of prayer this morning. Dear precious Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, we thank you and we praise you for the beautiful spirit in which we're worshiping this morning. We thank you for being our Father, one who shares such mercy and grace with us. But Lord, we're also very thankful this morning for the fathers that you have placed in our church and in our life. And so Lord, I ask this morning that you would just move and bless these men, help them to be the men that they need to be. But Lord, we ask this morning as we come to your word that once again you would stir our heart and mind, and we would so clearly understand the honor and respect that is due to mother and to father as we celebrate Father's Day. And Lord, may we be challenged as well by your word today to do those things that honor our father. And Lord, that we would do the things that honor you as our Heavenly Father. And then help us, Lord, who are fathers, to be the man that we're supposed to be. And so, Lord, I ask that you once again would move this morning to allow us to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. We ask in your precious name, and amen. You may be seated this morning. I believe that Scripture says lots of things to us in regard to our fathers, and so I would like us to take a few minutes and think about honoring our father, our dad, our papa, whatever that term of endearment for you might be, but that we take time and recognize what the Word says to us in regard to honoring our Father. And so as we come to this passage of Scripture here in Ephesians, it shares with us the fact that we are commanded to honor our Father. I want us to grasp once again this morning, it's not an option for the believer. The Scripture says to us that we are to honor and respect our Father. In fact, there are several Scriptures throughout the Bible that share that with us. Exodus 20, verse 12 says to us, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God is giving you." We are commanded to honor our father. Leviticus 19, verse 3 says to us, "Every one of you who shall revere his mother and his father and keeps my Sabbath, I am the Lord your God." Commanded. New Testament shares with us Mark chapter 7, verse 10. For Moses said, "Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death." We'd also find over in Matthew chapter 15, verse 4. For God commanded, saying, "Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death." We see the very same passages pretty much in Mark and Matthew. But I think as we think about these four or five verses I just shared with you, they all say to us that we are to honor our Father. In fact, the Lord takes it so serious that He says that if you don't, you should be put to death. You almost have to pause for a moment and take a breath. God takes this thing very serious in regard to honoring our father and our mother. Very serious. And so as believers, as followers of Christ, I think it's important for us to take very serious this thing of honoring our father and mother. It's what we're supposed to do. In fact, even Ephesians says, it's the right thing to do. And so not only are we commanded then to honor, we'll find that Scripture says some other things to us about honoring our Father, and we'll talk about some of those in just a moment. But I want us to come back to this concept of honor for just a minute. We talked about that a little bit on Mother's Day so that we truly grasp this concept of honor. What does it really mean to honor? And so if you went and looked up the definition of honor, you would find something that might say something like this. To have high respect for. And so if we honor somebody, we're saying that we have a high respect for that individual. And so when the Lord says to us, honor your father, He's simply saying to us that we should have a tremendous respect for our father. It's somebody who we should have respect for. Not only should we have respect for, but to honor also means to give glory, recognition, and distinction to. And so when we say we should honor our father, we should recognize them. And that's what we're doing today on Father's Day. We had our fathers stand and we recognize them. And I hope that as children, and we all are, no matter how old we are, we're all children, we all have a father. If you didn't, guess what? You wouldn't be here. That was supposed to be a little bit funny. Nonetheless, to honor means to recognize or to give distinction to. And so when the Lord says to us we are to honor our father, It's about giving respect to. It's about recognizing and giving a sense of distinction to our Father. Honor also tells us that if we honor somebody, it's to hold them in respect or esteem. And esteem means to lift up, to, in a sense, encourage. And so, if we're honoring somebody, we're lifting them up. We're encouraging them. And so, if we put that together this morning, and we understand the Lord says to us, you shall honor your father. It's this concept this morning of showing him respect, recognition, and distinction, and esteeming him or lifting him up when we think about this thing of honor. And the Scripture says to us, we're to honor our Father. And so we're supposed to respect him, recognize him, and give him distinction and lift him up. And so I hope that you'll do that today, because it is Father's Day. But the truth is, I hope this isn't the only day of the year that we recognize fathers. I think we should recognize fathers every day and give them honor as Scripture shares with us. As we continue to think about this thing of honor, we might ask ourselves as we think about, you know, honor is to give respect and glory and recognition and distinction to. It's to hold in respect or esteem. Truth is, there are a lot of people who should be honored from time to time because of who they are and what they've done. And Scripture shares that with us. We would find that in Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And so Scripture says to us, there are some people who deserve to be honored. And it's due to them. They deserve it. They've earned it. In a sense, it's theirs. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, as we've already read to you, once again shares with us, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. And so just as we determined a month or so ago that moms deserve to be honored, there's somebody else in our life who also deserves to be honored. Do we know who that is? Let's try that one more time. Do we know who that is? Dad, Papa, Father, whatever that term is. Not only do they deserve honor because the Scripture says so, that's the number one reason. That's what we are supposed to do as believers. But the second reason is because of what they've done. What they've sacrificed. And for their influence and their input into our lives. They deserve to be honored. But beyond that, I think it's interesting that Scripture says to us to honor your mother and your father is the first commandment with promise. And so I think it's a unique combination. If we honor our father and our mother, in turn, God honors us. Isn't that amazing? I think that's a beautiful concept. Exodus 20, verse 12 says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord God is giving you. If we honor Father, the Lord in turn honors us. and gives us opportunity to live long. And so if you want to live long, one way to do that is to bring honor to your father. And as Scripture says, to your mother. We find that same thought in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. That it may be well with you. If you want to live a good life and live well, there's this concept of honor that is due our parents, our father. The Lord says, if you honor them, I will honor you. It's a beautiful promise. But yet it also sets a very important tradition in our families. But it also challenges fathers to be the man that they should be so that they're deserving of the honor that the Lord has placed upon them. It's just a beautiful promise. So much to be said in regard to that promise. The Lord says, if you honor your father, I will honor you. And we might even ask this morning, why would the Lord make such a statement that we're supposed to honor our father or honor our mother? We talked about some of those reasons in Mother's Day that, you know, because all that mom has given and all that mom has sacrificed. But I think it's very interesting here in Ephesians, if we ask that question, why are fathers due honor? I'll tell you why, because they have a great responsibility. And if you're taking notes this morning, underline great. Dad has a responsibility that nobody else has. This is the way God designed it. It was very intentional. Father, Dad, Papa, whoever that might be, God has given the task to be the spiritual leader. All right, Dad, you can take a quick breath. If you're a dad, you've been deemed the spiritual leader for your family. That is a great responsibility. In fact, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4 shares with us, and you fathers. That's pretty specific. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. That is all about being the spiritual leader in your family. And so, because of that great responsibility, dads who do their best to be the spiritual leader deserve to be honored. But we have to take a look at least for just a few moments at this powerful verse here in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4. As it says to us, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath. An interesting word here, provoke. In a sense, it simply means push, but not just gently push, but in a sense, shove your children to a place of wrath or simply to anger. And so for us dads, it's very important that as we are the spiritual leader of our family and of our home, that we lead our children godly. And are there moments when your children infuriate you? Yes. guess what? There was a time where you infuriated your parents. Oh, yeah. You know, the scripture also tells us that thou shalt not lie. And so, many of us have been there, done that, and as the saying is, bought the t-shirt. But as fathers, we're supposed to lead in such a manner that we do not provoke our children to anger. Is that always easy? You dads will probably say, no, it's not always easy. And there'll probably be times when you upset your children. That is not what God is talking about in this passage of Scripture. Because if you're going to be a godly dad and you're going to lead your family spiritually, there are times in your life when you're going to upset your children. If you don't believe me, you can ask all three of mine. They're adults now and I probably still upset them. That was the opportunity for my children to say amen, but they missed that part. Yeah. Yeah. And as I've told my children many times, the eye roll means absolutely nothing to me. But it says to us that we're supposed to lead with love and grace and mercy, just as our Heavenly Father does with us. And there's sometimes that the Heavenly Father shares with us correction. And so there's times that we as fathers must share correction. And so it's not about if our children are upset for us for a little while. When we talk about provoking our children to wrath, it's really about how we're leading and what we're doing. Instead, that's talking about fathers leading their children away from the Father. And unfortunately, fathers in this world have done that. Instead of leading them to God, they have led them away from God. But for that father who is leading his children to God, Scripture says he deserves to be honored and respected and esteemed. But we also find in this passage of Scripture right here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, not only not to provoke his children to wrath, but the Scripture says he needs to raise them in the training and the admonition, another big fancy word, their admonition of the Lord. And that's all about discipleship and training that comes from the Lord. Fathers, we're responsible to teach our children what it means to serve God. What a privilege. We're supposed to teach them about the Lord and what it means to give honor and respect to our father and to our mothers. We're to be the spiritual leader because fathers are vital to a children's development and their understanding of the Heavenly Father. Unfortunately, in my lifetime, I have met some people who didn't have the blessing of a good, godly father in their life. And the attributes that they learned of their earthly father, they've attached to their heavenly father. And it's taken them a long time to detach the attributes of earthly father from heavenly father. And so we have this great responsibility to be the spiritual leader and to teach our kids what it means to serve the Lord and to honor Him. I could spend so much time there. But for the fathers who's doing that, Scripture says they're to be honored, respected, esteemed, because they play a vital role in the life of their children. Fathers deserve to be honored because they have a tremendous role and a tremendous responsibility to their children. And dads, this morning, I hope that we're challenged by that. But yet at the same time, to recognize that God has given us one of the best gifts ever. And we should be honored that God entrusted His children, our children, to be taught what it means to serve Him by us. What a responsibility. I hope that excites you. And when we do that, the Lord says, you deserve to be honored. Oh, we could share so much with you in regard to Scripture this morning. But make no mistake about it. Fathers are to be honored according to the Word of God. In fact, it's the will of God that we honor our Father. And so today, being Father's Day, we need to honor and thank Dad for all that he's done and all that he continues to do. And so I wonder, today, and this moment, and the moment that's going to come in the following week, are we honoring our Father? I hope that we are. And when it comes to Father's Day and to fathers, I can't help but share one of my favorite verses. In fact, Clayton has already done that this morning. Romans chapter 8, verse 15, shares with us, "For did you not receive the spirit of bondage again, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." I said Father's Day is unique. We have the opportunity to honor our earthly father, and it's right to do so. But we also have the opportunity to honor our heavenly Father, which is also right to do, and scripturally, and commanded. And we could go on and on. But as we love this verse, I don't know if you know, but I'm sure you probably do at this point, that Abba simply means Papa. Papa. We have the opportunity today, we're blessed, to have an earthly father. But we also have a heavenly Father, in whom is Papa God. Creator of the universe. Creator of everything we've seen, heard, or know. And He just desires to be Papa. Oh, we have an awesome heavenly Father. So today, may we honor our earthly Father and our heavenly Father. Let's stand together today. I want to remind our fathers this morning as you're leaving that Becky will be there at the back, and she has an ink pen and a bookmarker for you. And we just want you to let you know that we appreciate you and you're important, not only to the work of the kingdom, but to your family and to your children. Oh, continue to be the man of God that He designed you to be. And we want to honor you and say thank you to all our fathers. We hope that you have a blessed and wonderful Father's Day. And a reminder, no services this evening because we want to give you opportunity to spend the day with your dad or being dad. And so take that time and rejoice. And then I want to encourage us once again to give thanks, not only for our earthly Father, but for our heavenly Father. Dave Smith, if you would you dismiss us in a word of prayer?